graduate, what do I say? No, Chasbi Shalom. Some melee. The Yish HaKlayim is not this.
No, he's saying, what about Rabbeinu Tam? Not in Pesachim. What about Avodah Zarah? The Tosas and Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
So what do you say?
There too?
Yeah, there was.
So because if they be Faresim, be Tziklav, only Yechev is Amodus. But be Faresim, yeah, there is an Yish HaKlayim. So melee, if he comes to home, he has to shine. Can I do it? Can I bow down to Rabbi Zohar? Talk and say, Chas Mishalem. So mele, it cannot be realized, materialized, be payout. So mele, it's hasn't fallen, it's high music. But the Rambam Shitti is, there's a special tool of dinos. So Rambam Tam agrees with it. But he said, it's not a dinos, why is it a dinos? Because it's difficult, never mind difficult. Many things are not easy. And to be proper all his life, not in the house, have his own thing easy. Just as maybe one time become here, finished. Whole life be proper. And subject yourself to continuous torture. And this might be more. Okay. Okay, so we had, I told Yaakov to be here, and I told her, can I have a chumash? It's like So Rashi mentions in the Medrash, two pshat, tamoy v'reisa, one mishvach and one mignay, the shvach, even with the reisa. When everybody was corrupt and they realized and weak, he managed to be tzaddik tamoy. The other one would like with the race of he in relative to the people of his generation was the tzaddik tamim, but relative to form what was immediate. So both are true. It's a question of relativity. Then but ויער קי אסורת במשחוס קישריס קובוס אלס דעת ילוס ואימא לתמי יער קיש קובוס אבול פנאי
רבי, what did you mean bow for true? I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean bow for true?
What?
You said bow for true. Both are true. How can both be true? They're contradictory.
It's a question of relativity.
What do you mean? Relative to what?
It's lishvach, relative to wicked people. And it's Lignai, relative to all of it.
I don't understand. The first lesson says,
even the Chofetz Chaim, so relative to all the good Jews in his generation with the tzaddik, but relative to the Nagoyim.
I understand. That's the second pshat.
Yeah.
But how are you using the first pshat? The first pshat says he would have been a tzaddik, even a greater tzaddik in the time of Avraham Avinu.
That's right.
So it means you have been greater than Avraham Avinu.
No, Chas v'Shalom.
So what's the first pshat?
But not greater than Avraham Avinu. If I had been raised in the time of the Goyim, I would be better Jew than now. But would that mean I would be bigger than the Goyim? I mean that. Not to the sound. Vayim alutim liyakish kubos apolu panai, kipolu ores chomores mitneir.
Rebbe, there seems to be a stira in Rashi here.
Right.
Because Rashi says on the pasuk of Kates Kol Basar,
Kalmakam shata mitzes nusva vaidatalilim and darlamuska bala oilam vairegas taidin virayim.
Yeah.
The marble seemed to come because of nusna vaidatalilim.
Yeah.
But then he says, Kimala aratz chamas lo nechtam gzardinam ela ala gezel. It came because of gezel.
Yeah, that was the finishing touch.
Mm-hmm.
The finishing touch.
Right.
Now, the pshat is, why Abu Zorga arise in the Avilas? Because other Avilas are Avilas, she'll mole him yichtabu loyoruinly kosu. The more he prize in humans is. There are certain Avilas, she'll mole him yichtabu loyoruinly kosu. Shabbos. Support the Torah of women to give it. So, would anybody think in his mind, of an Isaac Ruach and the Cantor, if he does it, he tears through his dice. Only because the Torah asked me it. But, beside Israel, they are hidden, they haven't been Israel. So, it would still be in the biggest avail, it's natural law. You know, the innate human conscience, any human being, regardless of race, creed, and color, understand that to kill is the most terrible thing. To rob is the most terrible thing. To commit adultery is the most terrible thing. To be homosexual is the most terrible thing. And I've resorted to it. Isn't it? But let's, how can we say that I've resorted to it? After all, most people are not able to do so, even in Israel. Many of those are shit of what the time says, but still, they are not so the answer is because Akam Shibakuslawas laughing the result and need have a same idea because of the education. Some male is not me, but suppose somebody would be raised in the desert, he wouldn't think of becoming an Elamizor. He would recognize the greatest performer of human countries in the fact that he was raised. It's clearly a delusional action. Terach raised him as a pagan and still revolted. But it will not be raised with any education. So he would understand that it's nonsense and idle. And he would recognize, not like a Rav Avinu, but in a certain way, the way Rabbi Avraham Avinu recognized when he's 3 years old. The Rambam says that Avraham Avinu was Machias Beilei when he was 4. So the Rambam says, Yeshna Bono Ben Yerushalayim. The answer is two different approaches. Sometimes you recognize there is a God through emotions, not for sin. Isaac Newton discovered the law of gravity. You know, when he discovered it, when he was 6 years old. So he climbed up an apple tree and he threw down the apples. Then he came running to his mother and says, Mommy, 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 why did the apple fall down? Why didn't it go up? So the mother said, Isaac, are you crazy? How do you... Ah, I'm not crazy at all. But there is something that attracts it. The heavens attract it. But that wasn't his then he formulated in mathematics and everything, and because of that formula we are able to go up to the moon. So that's what the Rambam means. Begin Shalom. So he here performs melee, emotional, through his heart, through the logic of the heart. But now Boim Shalom, he feels melee, through the logic of the mind.
Rebbe is saying that Znus also was something innate. But doesn't Rashi say by the Merag where they were crying, Hayubochim? Yeah. So Rashi says they were crying because of all the Arayas that were now ushered to them. It seems to me that naturally they were living with these
slaves in Egypt. They were also partially Anusi. So maybe they adopted the line of thinking of the Egyptians like today. You have a professor, we have a name to our shameless grace, what's his name? In Harvard Dynasty Medical School. Lino. Mishuguna.
Lucy.
Right. Yeah. So he's a gay activist. Big mind.
Lily, Dr. Lily.
Lily. Shuga. Okay. So, the homosexuals and lesbians today, they should be rehabilitated. Not just to show them to be in college.
What are you saying? Why it says Lo Nechta? Because of Gilui Arayos and
because they are primarily interested in Znus. Avizore were just a media.
Right.
Vayisavotam.
You're saying, but what about the other Sheva Mitzvahs Neinoch? They had no type for that? Is that what you're saying?
No.
They didn't have. Because naturally.
Ones can do that just as the gay people kill. One gay person in Chicago, I think, killed about 8 of his partners and he hit them in the roof. That's how it is. All right. Now, Tzia Das Latif. So what does Tzia mean? So Nasha mentions in the first two chapters. One Tzia is giving shooting, is highlighted. The other one means a diamond. What's the difference between the skylight, the window, the outside, and the diamond? Well, there is a fundamental distinction. A tzeah has the capacity of allowing the light from the outside to come inside. A diamond is just the reverse. The shine, the luster, from inside goes outside. So we have to have both seahs. On one hand, you know, the Meneir and the Migdosh is symbolic of the Sheva Chochmas. I mean, I'm not saying it. The precursor of Ovis in Zagdome says, he says, 3 on this side and 3 on this side. And then the Ne'er Mahovi is the answer. So Ne'er Mahovi symbolizes the Chochmas HaTorah. So it is to be made to the right and to the left to guide all the other Chochmas. And to have, it's very interesting, when modern textbooks describe wisdom, so they make a fundamental distinction between science and art. Mathematics is science. Physics is science. Chemistry is science. Biology is science. Then art. Music is art. Singing is art. The Chesed always includes mathematics and music in one wisdom, because both have the common denominator of harmony. Mathematics is all harmony. Music is all harmony. Physics is mostly harmony. Chemistry is also mostly, well, I would say physics is 90% harmony, like mathematics. Mathematics is 100%. Chemistry, I would say, is 60%. I don't try to be exact. And biology is probably 30%. Very little harmony. Most of biology is based upon an empirical approach, empiricism, and experimentation. But the philosophy classifies it together in order to see Albert Einstein was a big physicist, he was a big musician. And every day he started to work on his formula of relativity, he played music and he heard songs. So that's why you need to shut. In other words, the Chochmas HaTorah, the Ne'emar Ovi, has to guide Dara Chochmas. Dara Chochmas are like a map, a captain of a boat, a pilot of a plane. Has to look at the map. If I want to go to Australia, I have to go this way. I want to go to Africa, I have to go this way. I want to go to South America, I have to go this way. I want to go to Europe, I have to go this way. I want to go to China, I have to go this way. I want to ascend, I have to go like this. But he doesn't tell him what is the right approach or not. Maybe if you go to Australia, you'll crash, doesn't matter. But Nemarovi has to tell us which is the right way. Chochma Madu is a very important thing. I agree with that. I wouldn't call it Chochma Madu. Torah Madu, but Torah Chochma Madu. Chochma. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a centrist. Because centrism means the mean point, the middle point. So middle point is from two extreme points. So suppose you put in your card here, and that is your soul here. That's one mean point, one center. Suppose you see Fabian in Paris, the Russia here, and the card here, so it's another mean point. But I agree with Dr. Lem's theory of the middle, there's the Garbain is the Rambam Ashes. In other words, somebody, Rambam said, should not be a glutton, and he should not be a hermit. So, you have to find out. It depends upon the circumstances, upon the place, upon the situation. If he's a sick person, he has to eat 10 times a day, small meals. Doctor told me that I have to eat it 5 times. I eat only 3 times. But I have to eat little. I have to eat. I can't do it. 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock should be the last time. After 8, I shouldn't eat any. Can I do it? At night, I shouldn't eat to the Shabbos. I should eat to the Shabbos, that of Shabbos, yeah, but I don't do it. So, it depends upon the place of place, upon the person and the person. Now, if they are flowing,
wait, can I just ask you a question?
Yes,
can I
sir.
Ask you a question? It says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was not born naturally as a tzaddik. He developed on his character traits. So what I don't
understand. He had a potential. He actualized the potential.
So why does Rashi, he quotes the Medrash over here, he says that when they covered his the ark in which Moshe was lying in the Nile River, they did not. No, but Rashi contrasted from the case of Noah, because Rashi says that tzaddik shouldn't smell the bad odor.
That's why here it was clay on the inside and tar on the outside, and by Noah it was tar on both sides.
But because by Moshe Rabbeinu it was clean on the inside,
right?
But unclean on the outside.
So he shouldn't smell. It was both inside and outside.
Okay.
And Rashi says so that Moshe shouldn't smell the bad odor.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is, if naturally he was not born as a tzaddik, he only developed himself. So at that point, why does Hashem do it?
He had the potential, but the environment is a factor in actualizing the potential, in being mitzia mina. Keach lapeh, even Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says, Yishmir Potim, that, and the Rambam says, Milchashuve, that every person, Jew and non-Jew, can be a tzaddik like Moshe. I have to say that, Chas v'Sholem, that's what we hear. But it means Moshe actualized his potential 100%. Every person has the capacity to actualize his potential 100%. Certain individuals are, as the Rambam says, Ishmael Prokin, Chosidam, from like Jason Asadik. What did Yaakov say? Bain Pinas Yes, Bain Pinas Alon, only Shalom Yeshu, I move, Rebu, I still move, but his patation is in cast. We are facing Israel Yadov, they are be Yaakov, Nishom, Rehem, and Israel, the kill of Yehoi Yasrek, the Shalai Lochek, the Koshmai, all the Chestim, the Stachas, the Kishdaim Rach, because of your cover, because you have to give him, you are shaking it off. So now we see what the cause of the when Yosef HaTzadik sucked the milk from his mother Rachel, so together with the milk he sucked concepts, inclinations towards Dusha, towards Tare, towards righteousness, towards purity. But Yehuda, the government doesn't say that the time applied yet, was the nation of on the contrary, but first there was no time. He allowed himself to be swayed by his appetites. He saw a gideon, he had a bad game. So he wanted to convince Nusu with a terrible thing, a terrible thing. But Judah did chew it, sought to remain. Then became a different person. He had the potential of being a tzaddik and a melech, but he neglected himself. And sometimes the Freud says that every person has a need and an ego and a super ego. The need is tivus. Tivus of hunger, tivus of thirst, tivus of sex. So these are types that are common to all the animals. An animal also has the types of hunger, of thirst, of sex. But the ego is something that is peculiar to the human race. An animal, a bull, does not have the bush. Even a lion. A lion, he devours when he's hungry. He's not hungry. Not do any harm. Those who are take care of the zoos, so they put their fingers into the mouth of the lion, nothing happens to them. But the human being is by Isavutav that explains the terrible phenomenon of homosexuality. At least adultery is an animal instinct. Is in ways in the knowledge of homosexuality so disgusting. Relations with animals so disgusting. The human, the innate human conscience loathes it. But they erase that. Some like animals, partial animals, partial animals. So Yehuda did children. So he became a nation of Ruch. And then he became a not Yosef. Because Yosef was too good to be a Melech. You're a Melech, you're a governor, you're a president, you have compassion upon everybody. You have to be tough too. Love tough. Not like President Lincoln. Politic tough. All right. Now, there are some.
Rebbe, is there any significance in the fact that the Mabul, the rain, rained for 40 days?
Is there a Medrash?
Well, Rashi says, Yetzirah Savla. connected to your Simcha.
Yeah, why is 40 days Yetzirah Zavod? Until 40 days is a Maimon. So there's no Yisrael Tziche, only an Yisrael Vashchos of Zara, because potential, right? But after 40 days, so there is an Yisrael Vashchos of Zara. Vashchos of Zara, I mean a bigger Yisrael Vashchos of Zara. Because there is already power in life. There is no Yisrael. But there is already power in life. I looked up, there's a Piri Britannica, and the 40th, 41st, or 42nd day, the brain is formed.
Yeah?
Yeah. So that's the beginning of life. And the brain, the heart is developed after 3 months. That's what I say. I mean, if the heart collapses, let me say, you're allowed to pull out the clock, even though the brain is functioning. Ayi kol etzofei achosu v'om achori. Ayi b'nesom kerem. Ayi mtsu v'iko v'eretz. V'eretz shino v'yeshu. Ayi b'ui shaleyu. Ayi b'nol v'ini. Yisrifo, yisrife, vatilem, alvinu, leheben, vachim, olu, achim. Yimu, olu, nilu, olu, yin, vittom, rishu, shamay, das, nishem, penofus, olu, olas, vayashem, yiris, esuyir, esamim, rashu, olu, ni, olu, vayim, rashu, vayach, olu, tzabah, achas, lecho, kizachil, om, lasis, vayat, olu, botzer, mehem, kolashu, olu, lasis, olu, olu, of the songs for so much of Gishnu, Yis, Vasrei, the Ophelation, the Isom, the Shoma, the Chloris, the Yadu, the Linesi, of Cain, Chorus, Gobova, the Shom, Bora, Hashem, the Chloris, the Shom, the Fisma, Hashem, Chloris. The Vadi is full, it's a marvelous thing. It's a Pirish God's, but it's a mute of the Mel. Here's the Kashi, what is it? The Mushgoi? It's about it. To go up the sky, imagine somebody to take a big letter and then he puts another letter and said, he wants to go to San Mishibira. He has to be locked up. So the Vadi Sfuna says, no, you are big Bali Madhu. And they tried to go up to the moon and they almost succeeded. And they wanted to build a big house. Then to Hashemayim and the moon, and from there they'll send an ultimatum to all the countries, to Egypt, to Bogart, to Assyria, to the Canaanites. I'm going to be your ruler. If not, I'll throw down bombs. So that's why the British will crash them. You see, all the totalitarian states, Hitler imagined me. Stalin, Mussolini was really a nice person. At first he was a socialist. In general, the Italians are the least anti-Semitic of all the nations. You see the Poles, the Lithuanians, the Hungarians, the Romanians, the Lithuanians were such a show that before Hitler's army entered Lithuania, they killed all the Jews. The Nazis had nothing to do. But in Italy, even though we were the ally of Hitler, not one Jew was killed. Not only not one Jew was killed, but many Jews, thousands, because I once read about 50,000 Jews escaped. And Mussolini secretly gave instructions to the soldiers to let every Jew come in. Many Jews saved themselves by escaping into Switzerland, but there they couldn't get so they show you the Swiss soldiers, so they had to smuggle in, had to dig a tunnel. I had a cousin, Sharon Davis, he together with all those coming in, had to dig a tunnel. There is one theory by certain historians, the Italians are descendants of Assasafat. As a matter of fact, there is a similarity between the Italian and Jew. I can never distinguish an Italian from a Jew. Never. Never. So, a union is good if the union that Rabbi Weisswohner says, if the purpose of the union is to let each nation have its own autonomy. Self-determination, but not Chassidus, to enslave all of the human beings, all the nations, to be slaves unto Hitler, unto Stalin, in Pilsudski. Poland was also at first a socialist. Okay.